Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
You are Locked On Pelicans, your daily podcast on the New Orleans Pelicans. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome to another edition of Locked On Pelicans, the only daily podcast covering your favorite team, the New Orleans Pelicans, and NBA as a whole, available on iTunes, on Audio Boom, wherever podcasts are found. I'm your host, Jake Madison, at NolaJake on Twitter. Excited to be with y'all here on this Tuesday. We're going to get a bunch of podcasts up this week, including doing a live episode recording, whatever you want to call it. I will tell you where that's going to be and everything. You guys probably already know, but we're going to mention it again. Also, want to have some fun, especially this week, as we kind of start to hit the stretch run to gear up towards the season. You know, media day is only about a week or so away, which means training camp's coming up. We're under a month until the first preseason game, so things are getting headed towards the NBA season quite quickly. And depending on how the Saints do tonight, last night, depending on when you're listening to this, being recorded on Monday, maybe it might be a long season. We're going to find out. So hopefully we can get the NBA season here soon and get it going, because I think we might just need it depending on what teams you're rooting for. As a Colts fan, my goodness, that was bad on Sunday. I am definitely ready for basketball, but we're going to have fun this week. Cover a couple of different things today. Like I said, the NBA 2K rankings and stuff I want to touch on. Talk a little bit about Dante Cunningham, why the Pels haven't signed him or anybody yet, because it is a little odd that they're kind of in this weird holding pattern. So we'll dive into all of that and more in today's edition of Locked On Pelicans, brought to you by SeatGeek. So before we jump into all the different topics in the NBA 2K rankings, Ultimate Team, and all of that, I do want to mention we have the second meetup of the New Orleans Basketball Social Club coming up on September 15th. That's this Friday at 9:30 p.m. at the New Movement Rosewood Bar. It's the theater over in St. Claude area in the Bywater, Marigny, 2706 St. Claude Avenue, 70117 in New Orleans. Starting at 9:30, we're going to be hanging out, having kind of a later happy hour, having drinks, talking hoops, just chilling. They've got a nice little outdoor bar. The weather should be nice. It's been wonderful here in New Orleans as well. And then we're all going to go inside the theater and record a live edition of the Locked On Pelicans podcast that you're listening to right now. Chris and I will be hosting it. We have a lot of fun in there. If you listen to the last episode or that we did this from, then we joke around. Then we'll take questions from the audience, people that have different things to talk about. That's a great way to get your questions answered about the Pelicans and what you'd like to see and talk about and hear. So make sure you make it out to the New Movement Theater, 2706 St. Claude Avenue. It's going to be at 9:30 p.m. I think we're going to start recording probably closer to around 10:30, so we'll hang out outside for a little bit, then head on in, and we're going to record the podcast. And this is how you can get here on Locked On Pelicans. Tickets are $5 for the podcast. Cheap, just got to do something to keep the lights on in there. But also, if you get there before 10, you're going to get free admission on in. So come for 9:30, hang out, come in and listen to the podcast be recorded for free. Drink specials, including Ballerade and, of course, Bourbon Street Shot. So again, 2706 St. Claude Avenue, 70117 in New Orleans. I'll be there alongside some other media members. It should be a good time. So make sure you come on out and hang out with us. All right, let's jump into the NBA 2K18 rankings and talk about that, because these things are always fun to see, and it's got the interesting twist this year of every team having an all-time lineup, and I think that's where some great discussion is about the Pelicans. But first, when you look at the Pels, obviously their highest-ranked player is Anthony Davis. He's a 94 overall, the top power forward in the game by a good bit. Number two is Draymond Green, who's at an 88, so it shows the disparity there. And I mean, Davis should be the top-ranked power forward. Let's not even lie about this. Guy has kind of everything you want in a player to be up front. And, you know, so it's a nice thing to see a Pelican get in a top ranking. Shows there is some hope for this team, and this guy might be able to carry them, because after him and then after DeMarcus Cousins, it drops off pretty dramatically when you start getting to players that have been revealed. And I don't think everything's out just yet on the team, but, you know, you get to then DeMarcus Cousins, who's the top ranked center in NBA 2K18. He's a 92, 1 point above Karl Anthony Towns. He's a 91. It's a bit of a jump for Towns there. Then you have Marc Gasol, Nikola Jokic, and Rudy Gobert. And both those guys are going to be really good, Gobert and Jokic. But they're still not on DeMarcus Cousins' level. I know the discussion has been raging on Twitter about DeMarcus Cousins versus Jokic. And they bring completely different skill sets to the table, so I don't think it's really fair to, you know, compare them and everything to each other. But, you know, it's nice to see that the Pels do have some talent on this team, and a lot of people are down on them, and I'm not particularly high on this Pelicans team, as you guys know from listening to the podcast all the time. But having two guys ranking at the tops in their position in power forward and center makes you feel a little bit better, doesn't it? You know, I'm not going to lie. You kind of look at this and it's like, okay, you know, this team's going to go as far as these two guys carry them. For the most part, even if those guys are getting doubled and triple teamed the entire game and the entire season, they can still either fight through that. And again, they're going to go as far as these guys carry them. And if they can't carry them very far because of that, well, then that's where this team's certainly going to struggle this upcoming NBA season as we gear up for it. After that, I think I saw Jrue Holiday was ranked at right around an 80. So they're not too high on him. Etuan Moore was a 74. Quincy Pondexter, who not on the team anymore but hasn't played in the NBA in, you know, two seasons, is somehow a 73, meaning you'd have to figure some, like, they think Etuan Moore is 1 point better than a guy who hasn't played in the NBA in two seasons, showing that a lot of this stuff is not accurate whatsoever when it comes to the rankings. But still, nice to see the Pelicans having these two guys on here. And I actually haven't played 2K in a couple of years now, but I will be playing this one because this should be a lot of fun. And that's because of the all-time teams available in this. And this is what I think I'm going to be most looking forward to. So each franchise has an all-time team in the newest edition of NBA 2K. And this is where it gets pretty fun, because looking at the rosters and everything, it's interesting to see who they pick for the Pelicans, given that now the history is really, you know, kind of all different and messed up. And it's mainly just people who've played in New Orleans and not people who played in Charlotte, where before they rebranded back to the Charlotte Hornets, that wasn't the case. And then it just gets really confusing. But basically, you want to think of this franchise as an expansion team that started when they first played here in New Orleans. And, you know, you have a limited number of guys, and also the team just really hasn't been good for very long over this period here in New Orleans. So it makes it harder to pick players for it. So the best starting five is Chris Paul and Baron Davis in the backcourt, alongside Jamal Mashburn, Anthony Davis, and David West up front. And of course, you know, of those guys, the only one who's played for the Pelicans is Anthony Davis. The rest of the roster, you've got David Wesley, Eric Gordon's on there, Jrue Holiday, Tyreek Evans, J.R. Smith, Ryan Anderson, Peja Stojakovic, Trevor Ariza, and Tyson Chandler. And when you look at some of the names on this all-time roster, and again, it's because they don't have the history of a team like the Lakers, the Celtics, the Bulls, anyone else really, you know, that's been in existence for a long time where you will get good players going through. Some of those names, like, to have on there just aren't good. Like Eric Gordon, who missed so many games, same with Tyreek Evans and Jrue Holiday. Like, those are guys that are making your all-time team and are, like, kind of in there for it because there's just no one else. Trevor Ariza, who's here for, what, like, three seasons and wasn't particularly great, gets on there. Anderson played for Tyson Chandler, you know, before the trade, was part of that maybe the best team of all time here in New Orleans. So that's what makes this interesting. And I don't hate, you know, the starting five for this team of Chris Paul, Baron Davis, Mashburn, West, and Davis. And obviously the two cornerstones that you're going to have on this team, that if you wanted to do this yourself, please tweet me your responses. We're going to be talking about this at the live podcast as well. I'm going to be curious to see, you know, everything here. And we're going to take questions from the audience regarding this and seeing what the other panelists have to say about it. The only two that are, like, guaranteed to be in there are Chris Paul and David West. You know, I don't think it's fair to include DeMarcus Cousins in this lineup. He's on the Pels roster as well because he's only played 17 games here You know, and that shouldn't count. Like, let's just be honest here. So I'm leaving him out of the mix right now. No, technically he's a player and he should count. But so you have to have Chris Paul on there. You have to have Anthony Davis on there. And then the lineup you want to make is kind of up to you, and it gets a little interesting. I think I'm more inclined to put Peja Stojakovic in at that starting three spot for some spacing. I think Baron Davis in the backcourt alongside Chris Paul is probably where you need to go as well. And with Anthony Davis in there, it makes sense to put David West on there. But the other one I think you could sub in there would be Tyson Chandler potentially, and get this terrifying front court of AD and Chandler. And I mean, that's basically what the Pels are trying to do right now with AD and Cousins, this kind of monster front court. Even though Chandler is so good defensively, along with Chris Paul and AD, you have, you know, a chance to kind of really shut people down. Peja not so much, Baron Davis not so much. But I think that's what it is. I understand David West as well getting thrown in there because, after Chris Paul, he's probably, and then Davis, he's probably the franchise, third best player of all time. I think you'd kind of look at him like that. But it's funny because basically you have that team from, the 07-08 team that was so great, and then, or 06-07 and everything with them, where, you know, they were so good, which was Chris Paul, that had David West, that had Tyson Chandler. Those guys are solidly in there. And then a mismatch of other players, and not really anyone's all that good from the Anthony Davis era. You have him, the next best player probably would be DeMarcus Cousins, but we're leaving him out. And then you're looking at guys like probably Jrue Holiday or Ryan Anderson are the best teammate that he's had to play with. And it's not great. You know, Anderson's good, but he's not amazing. So it shows you really just how kind of bad the teams have been on the court around some of these guys that they've tried to build. So it's just interesting that, you know, Chris Paul had better help than Davis has, but Davis really has not had a lot, and hopefully everything will change this year. But certainly one of those things that doesn't give you a lot of hope for it, but interesting to see. So tweet me at Nola Jake, who's your starting five from the Pels all-time team. Pick whoever you want, any criteria you want. Try and leave out DeMarcus Cousins. Come on now, just pop in Tyson Chandler if basically you want a center there. Because I don't think, Cousins should count. Let me know. I'll read off some of the best starting lineups. Maybe also give me your worst all-time starting lineup for the Pelicans. We can have some fun with that at the live show as well at the New Movement Theater this coming Friday. Before moving on to Dante Cunningham and other things regarding the Pelicans, I want to mention that today's edition of Locked On Pelicans is brought to you by SeatGeek. And buying tickets to sports and concerts can be complicated, but there is a better, simpler way to buy with SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to live events. With SeatGeek's seamless mobile experience, you can buy and sell tickets in just two taps. SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. There's nothing quite like seeing your favorite team, the Saints or Pelicans, in person, and SeatGeek will get you closer to the action for great value. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere, and with just a few taps, I can instantly find seats. I'm actually going to be using SeatGeek this next, weekend for the Saints Patriots game, the home opener. I want to see Tom Brady crying and upset like he did in week one. I'm going to be using SeatGeek while hanging out in Champion Square to get tickets at the last minute at a great price. SeatGeek saves you time and money by searching multiple ticket sites to compare prices and find amazing deals. You get the most bang for your buck because SeatGeek grades every ticket based on value to help you immediately identify the best seats that fit your budget. And it's fully guaranteed, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. And best of all, my listeners get $20 off their first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app and enter the promo code LONBA. That's promo code LONBA for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Switching gears from the digital realm back to the actual Pelicans in the lead up to training camp. And as I mentioned in the opening, that, Media Day is 8 days or so away, a little over a week, I think, is the specifics of it, meaning training camp's basically right around the corner, and then you hit preseason, and then you hit the start of the regular season, and it's coming fast. It's like barreling down on us here. And, the Pels still have a gaping hole to fill with Solomon Hill out. And, yeah, again, you're in bad shape if you have a gaping hole when Solomon Hill is out, given how he played last year. But there really exists one because the lack of wings on this team is really bad, which is leading to all of the really kind of annoying jokes of how can Pelicans fly with no wings, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so as I take a sip of my water here, you know, this is an interesting thing because everyone figured this team was going to bring Dante Cunningham back immediately once the trade of Quincy Pondexter occurred, now that all of a sudden they had the cap space to sign him. And I told you all, hold off on that because of there's a few reasons here. You know, one, if this was guaranteed to happen, it would have happened already by now. We know this. There's no reason to wait and dilly-dally on this sort of thing if this is who they want. But this kind of lends some credence to the things that I was saying, that maybe both sides have moved on a little bit here, though certainly the Pels kind of have this inherent advantage when it comes to re-signing Dante Cunningham. And it's twofold, really. So one is money. We know Cunningham doesn't want to take a minimum deal. He opted out of that 3.1 or whatever it was player option to kind of go chasing after more money. And then the money dried up around the league and no one, you know, that are serious suitors have more than more or less the minimum to offer him. And now the Pels have cleaned up some cap room, carve some out, so they have more than other teams, and if they know he's not going to take a minimum deal, they can kind of hold off right now, which is what I think they're doing, and try and look at all other options, knowing that there's no danger that Cunningham is going to go anywhere. That's a really good thing for the Pels. It means they can look at the trade market. They can evaluate some other guys. Some are certainly going to be brought in on, you know, minimum type of training camp deals as well to see if they can earn a roster spot. But it means Cunningham still might be on the cards and is willing to come back for the right price, and no one else can offer him the money that he wants. So there's no need to do it. I've also, though, heard some rumors that Cunningham's just kind of moved on from this team. That, you know, they didn't offer him the money he wanted right away, so he's looking at something else. One of these things is going to have to break. If he wants the money, basically New Orleans is going to be his only option. If he doesn't want to be here, then he just doesn't want to be here, and who knows what he's going to be able to do. You know, this is the best situation for him, but I don't think it's a lock that he necessarily comes back. You know, the Pels, while they're smart to be looking at everything and all their different options on the trade market and free agency and who they can go out and get, and they're probably a little bit worried about overpaying Dante Cunningham, at a certain point, just bring him back. And we don't need to drag out this song and dance and this whole routine and everything, because frankly, it's just not good for anybody here. So that's the interesting thing. But I think they know they have the advantage. They know no one else is going to offer Cunningham the money he wants, so they're going to wait until the last minute, which can be a kind of dangerous game of chicken, and we're going to see if it works out. You know, I said there's some other really good fits for Cunningham. I think Boston would be a great fit for him, but they don't have the money to do it, so it just depends on what he wants to do. But rest assured, I mean, just because the Pels haven't made a move doesn't mean that nothing's going on. They're certainly looking at different options, different guys they want to try and bring in. They're going to be evaluating whether they can run a three-guard lineup a good bit during the regular season, though I think they're leaning against that type of situation. But it's going to be interesting to see what they do, and I'm not entirely sure if they even know yet, just yet. But for all the people screaming that why haven't they brought Cunningham back or that it looks like it's certain, it still is probably going to happen, but I don't think it's 100% certain. I'd put it probably at 80% right now if I had to measure it, partially just because of him, and I think maybe he's kind of just moved on from this team by now. So it's going to be an interesting situation to see what they do because they do need to still plug this hole. But at the same time, you know, while people are screaming for them to want to make a move, again, they're evaluating all options. But the other problem is you don't need to have like 15 guys that are going to be on your roster going into training camp. One, roster spots in having an empty one can be a very good thing during the regular season to sign guys to 10-day deals, to, you know, look at and take flyers on other guys around the league. And we've seen the Pelicans, you know, successfully use 10-day contracts on certain players. So it can be a very good thing. But, you know, if you have 10 guys, like, you're fine. You can figure out that end of bench one or two guys, you know, kind of deep into training camp. You don't have to have that figured out right now. So I don't think there's a huge rush for the team to go make any move and try and bring anyone back just yet. But, hey, we still need to keep our eyes on Dante Cunningham in that situation. So that's going to do it for this edition of Locked On Pelicans. I'm your host, Jake Madison, at Nola Jake on Twitter. Don't forget, leave the podcast a 5-star rating on iTunes if you get a chance. It does help. And also subscribe so you get the latest podcast and latest edition when it comes out always a good thing that helps keep this free for you guys. And 5 days a week as we start ramping up into the end of the off season, the start of the regular season, podcasts are going to be coming more frequently again. We'll be getting more content up here, and I am excited about it. So don't forget, live show recording this coming Friday. There'll be more podcasts this week for you guys. Not sure when the live one will get up, maybe on Monday for you all. So thank you all for listening, and I'll be back with you all next time.
Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum 3 items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.